Blog Talk Radio.
Introducing Renee Wiggins, your certified health and wellness coach, author, and host of Being Fabulously Fit for God's Kingdom Blog Talk Radio. Renee provides a roadmap to staying healthy and fit spiritually and physically. She believed God gave us a gift, our temple, and it's ours to nourish, feed, and honor. Be sure to also catch her on ResultsByRenee.com. That's ResultsByRenee.com. And now, here is Renee.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Renee Wiggins, your host of Being Fabulously Fit in God's Kingdom, where we engage you to become spiritually and physically fit. Well, we have been really having some type of weather. It has been beautiful here in the DMV area. Oh, it's just fabulous. Not too hot, not too cold. But we also had a lot of destruction in the last couple of days, and even in Virginia there. We're going to pray for that family there. We're going to give them prayers and strength to get what they have to go through. Well, tonight we got a Diamond Night speaker, Crystal Cunningham. She is a woman on a mission to inspire, motivate, and empower women to live their lives to the fullest of God's abundance. Her motto is, if I can do it, you can too, because nothing is impossible with God. That is so true. Nothing's impossible with God. And when we have a commercial, then we're going to come right back with her.
Do you want to learn how to be? Do you want to learn how to become?
Renee Wiggins is a Christian life coach and host of Transformation Give Up the Struggle, where she helps to equip and empower you from the inside out so you can share your story in order that others may grow physically, mentally, and spiritually.
We had some technical difficulties there, but we're right back with Crystal Cunningham. She is known for her lively spirit, full of life, big heart, and passion for God's word. She believes there's nothing that you cannot do when you allow God to lead your life, and her life's journey speaks to that truth. Through that journey, as a child with low self-esteem, high school dropout, teenage runaway, mother and wife at the age of 16 years, years of addiction, victim of domestic violence, and that's just the tip of the iceberg, she said. Those experiences has allowed her to empathize and sympathize with many women. She is a living example of what God can do in your life when you let him in. Do you hear that, my listeners? When you let God in and let go of the world, he can turn that person from a mess into a messenger. She now motivates women with her community and beyond her encouraging and informative forums on a variety of topics such as marriage, parenting, self-esteem, health, and finances. She believes that you need to examine every area of your life to become completely empowered. Crystal is a force to be reckoned with because God is leading her life because she had let go of that world. Her trials have relieved a woman inspired. I hope you're encouraged to see what God can relieve in you. Here, oh, we're going to look out on Crystal because she is coming. Crystal, how you doing?
I'm doing good, and you?
Thank you. Did I miss anything? Can you tell us a little bit more about yourself? Because I like your little logo of the woman there walking like she is really inspired. She got confidence. She's on a mission.
Yes, and that is exactly where I'm at. I am on a mission. I'm confident in God and what he's calling me to do. So I just let you know that I'm also a public speaker. I'm a coach. I'm a spiritual. I have spiritual guidance here. I also do, in my community, I do financial workshops for youth and adults. I also have, like, a book club. I shut it down during the summertime. So people, you know, get away, but we do have a book club during the winter. Also, I have a walking club that I started 3 years ago, and I love to write today. I love to write and read. So those are some of the additional things that I'm doing at this moment.
Wow, you wear so many hats here. I mean, How can you stay uplifted and inspired when, wow, you got book club, you got a walking club, and you're helping people with finances, so you're just not working with, I guess, say, the mind, but also the body when you have the walking club. But what led you to coach the young as well as the older woman?
Well, through my experience of leaving home at 16, I realized that today, especially today, a lot of the young ladies, they don't have anyone to talk to. So through my life experience is really what's led me to this, leaving home at an early age. And also being a mother, a single mother, you know, at this time, I felt that it was something that God was calling me to. I didn't really know exactly what was going on, but the more I just sat still and listened to him, and when he was telling me, I'm calling you into the ministry, I actually heard it just like that, audible. It was because I was struggling with what's going on with me. It just felt like I was shifting my, I have a career. I've been at, I work for a telecommunication company. I've been there for 16 years. So within the last 10 years, I started to see something transition. So in these last 10 years, he started to show me that he was calling me into ministry, calling me to outreach, calling me to help out someone else through my life experience. And that's how God uses you. Whatever you've gone through, whatever you've gone through and you've actually come out and you've been delivered from, God is more than likely going to use that specific thing for you to help someone else. And it's really iron sharpening iron, as he says.
Iron sharpening iron is true. It's true because our story is not for us to hold. It is our story to help one another. It's like the three talents there, you know, the last talent there, it's in the ground. And he didn't want to share it. He thought he was doing something good, but in the end, it was not. Oh, this is really powerful here that you are not only helping the older woman, but you're helping the young, especially with finances. And if you're doing that with the younger person, that helps them down the road later on. Wow, that is really deep.
Yeah.
So with the young person, you help them because you said they have nobody to turn to.
No,
in what ways do
what
you
I'm...
help them? Yeah. In what ways do you help them? Because
how I help them is I make myself available to them and the parent at the same time. So I let them know.
Okay.
I get approval from the parent if it's okay for me to, well, more than likely they come to me, they'll seek me out, they'll see someone I'm very noticeable in my community. They're more than likely will reach out to me and they'll ask me, you know, could you mentor me? So I'll meet with the parent, I'll meet with the child and the parent at the same time, and then I'll talk about, like, what is the goal here, how can I come in and help out, that kind of thing. So when it comes to the financial, and the reason why I was drawn to that is because at a young age, I didn't really know how to manage my money, and not having that experience, not understanding about 401k, not understanding about how health insurance and those things, I kind of linked up with one of the vice presidents of the bank out here, actually a vice president, and one of the salesmen at Wells Fargo and Newbridge Bank. And they were so inspired by what I was doing, they asked me, could they come aboard and join me? So we had workshops for adults, and we had workshops for the teens out here. And it was really good because my daughter at the time was able to attend it too. So they learned a lot about budgeting money, how to be good stewards over their finances, and just educating. Some of the kids were getting ready to go to college, so it was something that they needed.
That is true because I remember the first time getting involved with money or saving money, back in the day, I guess about years ago, we used to have like a little savings bank, and you'd put your money in an envelope. Every Tuesday was Banking Tuesday. And so your parents give you $2 or $3, and then the teacher would collect these envelopes, and they send it on to the bank there in the town. And that was our way of saving towards either college or saving when you get out of high school. You can use that because most at that time people either got married, maybe went to college, or either got a job. So there's three kind of avenues. So I like what you're saying about helping the youth, because when I got to Howard here in D.C., they had the American Express, they had this, they had that, all these credit card companies come on campus, mm-hmm. and they tell you, take the card, and you don't realize it's helping you to get in debt.
Yes, yes.
And so it's really, it spirals you down, but I don't think they no longer do that because they know it's a lot of students. Not only do you owe on school, but then you owe on to this card. So I'm glad that you're doing that. Wow, that's really, because you're usually at college as you enter around 16 or 17. So therefore you think, wow, you're away from home, you want to go wild, but this is really positive that you were doing. So let's get into the inspirations, the motivations, the things that you do to say. Do you have these workshops? So are they words of wisdom? Are they things that we have to do? How do you inspire us? How do you inspire my listeners?
Well, one of the things that I'm being led to do right now is I started last year. I started out with vision board workshops, luncheons, I would hope.
Mm.
Because what I realized, in 2007, I started an organization called Women of Inspiration. And this is where Inspirations by Crystal Cunningham is being birthed out of, from Women of Inspiration. So when I started that in 2007, and it lasted about 3 years, I got an opportunity to kind of sit. And as I sat for about a year and a half, I was feeling, to be honest with you, I was feeling like I failed. I was like, okay, I failed. I'm just going to go to work. That was not the destiny you have for me. No problem. I'm okay with that. I'll just continue to work and just have a great life that way or whatever. But it would not go away. And what I was being told through the Holy Spirit was, it's time for you to come back out, and I want you to come back out utilizing vision boards. Because that was the very last thing that I was about to do when I was with Women of Inspiration. With a vision board, it allows you the opportunity to see exactly what God is seeing for you. And I tell people that because I know sometimes we have vision boards and we can post, put anything up there. But what I was led was to listen for the word to come exactly from him. Let him tell you exactly what should be on your vision board. So when you start building your vision board, everything that's on there, God is going to watch over because he's giving you that vision. So that's how I started to inspire other people. Not only that, I would say through my everyday, see, you have to understand inspiration also comes from people observing your lifestyle. And that's one thing that I do publicly. I don't mind because I have nothing to hide, really. But I also, through social media, I will express how my day might be going. I do express the struggles that I had. I think it's very necessary for us to talk about those things. So while I'm having my vision board workshops, I'm also coaching them and talking to them and helping someone else to understand that they're not there alone. So that's how I do it. In conjunction, I've also started to link up with other people, organizations, where I just came back from New York in May. I did a break there called the Breaking Cycle Tour. So what they asked me to speak to was about self-awareness. So there's a certain topic that might be placed on my heart or I might come and speak to. So it's basically through maybe a forum. It depends. It doesn't really matter, you know, wherever they have their venue, wherever they have their event, I can come and speak. So that's what I'm doing right now, is basically going out and speaking to other people. And I'll meet with you privately as well because I've been doing some coaching on the side. So that's what I've been doing, just one-on-one as well. My clientele is starting to pick up a little bit. So that's what I'm doing.
Boy, it sounds like you don't stay in the background. You're not hiding behind the camera. You step in front because you started the book club, the walking club. Now you're doing this, and now it seems like you always lead. You're leading. You don't stay in the back. You lead. That is really, that's what I hear from you. That's what I hear from your spirit. You know, some people say, well, I got involved with this and somebody helped me, but you, I know, don't stand still.
No, I don't. And he's utilizing me because in that way. And, you know, I'm single right now. I'm not married. Hopefully soon, one day again. But God is utilizing me in that because I'm single and my kids are older. I have adults, one 28, one's going to be 22 this year. So I'm flexible to do that. I'm flexible to travel and go anywhere that God asks me to go, get up at any time that he tells me to get up, take a job, take a shift at my job. Right now I'm going to start working from 5 in the evening to 2 o'clock in the morning. I can do that, and he knows he's built something in me, the stamina to do it, where I'm even up during the day, but I'm still working at night. I'm still working a 40-hour job, but I'm still doing what he's asking me to do. So I understand today that I do have multi-gifts inside of me. And he's just showing me now. He's starting to merge me, like he said the other, not too long ago, merging me into my destiny. See, if you listen to God and sit with him long enough, he will talk to you. But we have to become open to hear what he's saying. When I say that, and I know from experience when people would say, I'm like, God's talking to me. God can talk to you through anything. Through trees, through furniture, through a building, through a setting, through people. If God can talk to us through a donkey, don't you think that he can speak to us through anything? I mean, literally anything God can use to speak to you. So I know now today I am being called to lead. I was running from that, to be honest with you. I wanted everybody else to do it when I was doing Women of Inspiration. I would say, you do this, or, you know, why don't you do that? Why don't you go say that? Why don't you do this, or why don't you do that? I can put it together because I have that creativity. I can definitely put something together. But I do like to sit on the sideline. I used to. I still do. Sit in the corner and just watch everybody enjoy themselves because that's where my pleasure was. But he's bringing me out. He's bringing me to the forefront, and I have to embrace it. When God is showing you something and he's moving you in that direction, embrace it. And that's what I am doing. I am embracing because he is bringing me out.
Yes, he sure is, Crystal, because while you're talking, I am listening. And like that's, and it's so funny when you said vision boards, because I was, you know, when I read about somebody, I was thinking, I wonder if she does vision boards. And here you say you do. Because, you know, it's not really listed in your thing. And I said, maybe I suggest to her she should do vision boards. But I see that he is taking you out like Moses and you making you the leader like him. And you, I don't know, you can see the rivers of the river parting now. In other words,
yeah.
No more hiding behind in the bushes, no more hiding behind the staff. He is actually making you lead people, and they are following you. Because you are really truly led by the Spirit. Some other people hide, they run away. But you truly said you're going to let him lead you. Walk
yes,
by faith, not by sight.
Yes, exactly. And right now, I have to be honest, we're doing the, I'm studying the book of Joshua. I'm doing a Bible study on that. And we've been in for about 3-4 weeks now. And Joshua is the new leader that's coming out. You know, because he was with Moses for so long, and he was okay with that. And I truly understand how he feels. I've been with people that's been leading. I've watched them, and I'm okay with that. I was like, okay, that's fine, no problem. I don't mind serving because I do have a servant heart. I do. And, you know, I was talking to my mom not too long ago, and I was just kind of asking her some things about myself. And that's another thing I would suggest to people. If you still have a relationship with your parents and you're not sure about your identity, if you're not sure about the things that you like or you're just not sure about where you should be, one of the ways the Holy Spirit had let me, he said, I want you to go back and ask your mother how old were you when you were younger. And I, even though I could remember it, I just wanted, I guess I needed to hear to confirm. And some things I didn't realize. Well, okay, some things about me is that I love hair, I love makeup, I love fashion. And yeah, I pretty much can handle myself like that. And she was telling me that. And she was saying, you know, I thought there would be some things that you would probably already have, maybe like your own hair salon. And So it already let me know that she saw a gift in me of entrepreneur. She saw the gift in me at a very young age, but I didn't see that within myself. So God is now showing that to me, and he's connecting me with other like-minded people so I can fully flourish in it. And that's what's going to happen with you. And I am being led because really I was only asked to come to Wilmington, North Carolina 11 years ago for 1 year, but I've been here, like I said, 11 years since August 16th because I was led here. I was led to the job that took me, that brought me here. So I had left the retail stores. I used to work in the stores, and I moved to corporate the year before they announced that they were leaving to come down here. And didn't really understand it. So you have to allow the Lord to lead you. And even though you don't know what's on the opposite side of the door, we have to trust that God has the best for us on the opposite side of that door. And if you know, like, I truly love Luke 1:37, for with God all things shall be possible, but and also in Joshua 1:9, when he says, be of good courage, be of good courage. He tells you to be of good courage because he knows he's with you. Be strong. He's with you at all times. So I really lean on his word today. I really lean on him. So you might be listening and you don't know God, if you haven't gotten it yet, that's okay. Just stick with him. He's going to show you something. So just stick with him. Because I know sometimes we don't understand everything, and you're right, we're not going to understand everything. But that's why he says, for us to trust him, mean not to our own understanding, but in all of our ways,
just
acknowledge him. So, inspiration. My inspiration comes from God, but he also showed me earlier. It also comes from yourself. It comes inspiration and motivation. It has to come from within. Because when I was out there, when I ran away, when I was in the world, when I was really heavy in the world, I had to make the decision to change that lifestyle. Nobody else could do it for Crystal. I tried it for my mom. I tried it for my kids. I tried it for my parents. I tried it for my kids. I tried it for my siblings. I tried it for everybody else, and it never worked. It would work for maybe a moment, but I would go right back. Maybe 5 months. It never lasted long. But that one morning when I woke up, because I kept hearing, you know you deserve better than this. You know there's something better than this. I said, okay, well, you keep saying that. I see these other people, they're happy. They look happy. They look like they're living. When I keep looking at myself, I look like I'm dying. And it was that particular morning that I went to the bathroom, and I happened to walk past the mirror, and I didn't recognize myself. I didn't even recognize me. I said, who is this person? I knew the little girl in me was saying, I don't know her. I don't know that woman right there. I don't know who she is. So from that moment, I knew there was nothing that nobody else could do. I had to do it for myself, and I wasn't a believer yet. But I love that God says, I reign on the just and the unjust. We've all been, until we confess that Jesus is Lord, we are an unbeliever. But he still hears us, and what he does is once we confess, brings us in. And that's what happened. Not that morning, because I still wasn't saved. I still didn't get saved, but what he did was started the process for me where I could consciously see exactly what was happening. From that morning, January 9th, I never forget it. January 9th is when my whole world changed, because I woke up that morning. Well, I didn't wake up. I hadn't been asleep for almost 5 days. That morning, I said, if I put my foot outside this door, they're going to be putting me in the casket soon. Because that's how bad it was for Crystal. And he changed my whole world. And the only thing I wanted to do was stop doing what I was doing. I wasn't asking for no houses. I wasn't asking for anything. I just wanted to stop and be a mother to my children. That was all. And he's done exceedingly, abundantly, above all I could ask or think. So when you walk with God and you let him in, I'm telling you, I've been to different countries. I've been traveling. I just came back from Dallas on Monday, from actually Bishop T.D. Jakes had the Mega Fest. I got to be able to sit there and partake in it because you say I run a lot. I do, but it's moments like that I'll go and get myself restored and be replenished. That's my time for me to just have my moment so I can come back out because I need somebody else to pour into me now. So, yes, you can have it. That's how I inspire people because some people do know my story. People that don't know my story, what I do is I talk about God. I talk about what he's bringing me through. I keep my day very real and open for you, and you can see. I mean, he just blessed me with this nice place, all these things, but sometimes he has to bring me back too. He has to bring me back because when I'm making wrong decisions, when I'm not letting him lead me, and I'm not being a good steward over my finances, then Krista's messing up. Yeah, things like that are going to happen. You got to start all over. And it works for your good. Just don't worry about it. It's all going to work for your good. It really is. It really is. So I just want to encourage you today. Encourage you today. I'm here to motivate you, put some fire up on you. Come on, you can do it. If I can do it, you can do it. I never thought I was going to come out of that lifestyle. Never thought I was going to come out. I really didn't, but I did. And I just did it one day at a time. I didn't think about tomorrow. I didn't think about my yesterday. And when my yesterday tried to come into my today, I just put them out. I just put them out. I said, you don't belong here. That was yesterday. You got to go.
Return to sender, as the song says. Return to sender.
Yes. Return to sender.
Oh,
it
man.
It was my address from off that envelope, too.
Wow, Krista, I knew when somehow we connected, I knew when I read your thing. I said, oh, I got to get him on my show to talk to my listeners. And I told you, my listeners, it's going to be a powerful night. I mean, you have some good, healthy nuggets right here. And it's true, is when you surrender and let God lead you, believe me, he'd be there by your side all the time. Not to say he's not never by your side, but you just feel it. Things come into play, and yes, you're going to have some valleys, but he'll pull you right back up.
Yes.
Oh, so we got a minute left for us. So what's next? What are you doing next? Any DVDs, a book? What's next?
Yes. I just was talking to one of the publishers yesterday that we're going to start putting out my e-book. So I'm excited about that. So that's my project that we're working on. We just started. So I'm really excited about the book that's going to be coming out, as well as my writing that I'm doing. I'm also looking into establishing a business for it next year. Can't put that out just yet, but there's going to be a business that's going to be launching next year. So I'm really excited about that. But the book right now is where he has me. It's just to continue coming out, actually come out more international. I want to be traveling. I want to really, this is what he has for me. So I'm just going to embrace it. I'm just embracing where opportunities is opening for me. So that's what it is right now. I'm just doing my public speaking, coming out, and writing. Yes, those are the two things that I'm doing right now.
So as Diana Ross said, I'm coming out. I'm coming out. Wow. Well, we only got a few seconds. Tell everybody, my listeners, how they can get a hold of you.
On Facebook, you can go to crystalcunningham.com. Crystal Cunningham. On Facebook, you can just go there. On Twitter, you can go to @NS. TIRATIONALCC. So that's Inspirational CC, but I spell it with the N and S, the N, not the I. And I'm also on Periscope now as well. So my Periscope handle is the same as Twitter. I'm also on Instagram underneath Inspiration. That's with the I, not the N. So it's the INSPIRATIONSCC, and then my Facebook is Crystal Cunningham. So those
well,
are
thank you so
my
much.
Social media.
Thank you. Thank you so much for
coming.
I'm so glad. I will have to have you back on because you've been an inspiration to my listeners and to me. Thank you, and God bless.
You're welcome. Thank you. Have a great night.
You too.
Okay.
Listen to Renee Wiggins of Blog Talk Radio, Fabulously Fit in God's Kingdom, next week for more fabulous tips on nutrition, fitness, and stress management.